Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little Friday bite-sized political podcast and sponsored by Quantum Hypno. Check out the link below. And don't forget about our live event on the 1st of March with Lawrence Fox and Calvin Robinson as well. Link below as well. Here's a story and a half. Get this. Labour have lost a council by-election after tearing itself apart over a trans row. So what does this mean? Well, essentially, the Labour candidate suffered a shock loss to the Tories in East London after she was, quote, forced to apologise for social media posts in which she claimed trans women are not female. So what? Okay, this, where did this happen? Hackney Council. Well, does that surprise anyone? The Labour candidate was defeated in this Hackney Council by-election as Laura Pascal was beaten by Tory rival Ian Sharer. Her vote had basically collapsed by 46% on the last Labour councillor in 2022. Now, apparently she had said on Twitter/X that, quote, trans women are not female, adding, by definition, they are male. She also wrote, I believe that biological sex is a real thing, and neither law or some kind of new scientific consensus would change that. However, this led to complaints concerning, apparently she's racist, after she appeared to like a post which suggested a trans woman wearing woman face was sexist and comparable to blackface makeup. She describes herself and over in her ex Twitter profile as a feminist and unapologetic for my gender critical views. Heads up, Laura, you might be able to say that, but this is the Labour Party you're part of. They believe that trans women are totally women. They're probably more female than actual women. So anyway, this is what's happened. What I'd like to know is, you see the conservative person who won this. I'd like to know, did the conservative councillor, did he also share Miss Pascal's belief that trans women are not female? I'd like to get a clarification on that. But it does show you how this issue, which isn't even an issue, it's a non-story, is tearing Labour apart. In the first instance, trans women are men. Yeah, they're biological men. They can have whatever surgery they want. They can dress up and however they want. They can put on the nicest frock and do all the thing, and they can talk in whatever voice they want. But their DNA and their chromosome structure is out of a male. Their bone density is the same as male. They are male. They're males. So everything she said, I think, is probably about right. Trans women are indeed not female. She's right. Biological sex is a real thing. For these, I mean, even the term trans woman, that's not the right term. Trans woman is a propaganda term because these men have inserted the word woman into a definite description of themselves. They're not trans women. They are men who want to be women. It's not the same thing. But apparently, anyway, I'm not in the Labour Party, but it seems to me that if you want to be in the Labour Party, you're not going to be able to hold a view like that. I mean, it's Keir Starmer himself who famously observed that he reckoned about 99% of women don't have a penis. Well, no, 100% of women don't have a penis. 100% don't. It's that simple. Just like 100% of men do not have ovaries. You know what I mean? There's these fundamental differences between us, between men and women, but Labour don't want to acknowledge that because that could cost them some of their progressive virtue signalling points. And so this poor councillor, I don't have any pity for her really, she's Labour after all, but she basically had to apologise for saying that men can't be women, and presumably women can't be men. And in modern Labour under Keir Starmer, that's not a mainstream view anymore. The more progressive view is to say, well, trans women are women and trans men are men. And if you think about it, the propaganda is very strong in that, because it, when you just say it, it sounds almost plausible, but it's completely false and completely fake at every level. Trans women are always men. Trans men are always women. That's the truth of the matter. And that's not me being bigoted, but it wouldn't matter if it was, because their DNA never changes, their chromosomes don't change, everything about them stays the same beyond the surgery that they have and what they do with bits and bobs of their body. And that's up to them. But, you know, ultimately, ultimately the biology determines everything, but we live in an age where you're not allowed to say that. It's sacrilege to say these things, to say that men can't be women and women can't be men. But that's the truth of the matter. And I'm sorry she's lost her seat at one level, but it does show you the absolute state of the modern Labour Party, which is 100% unable to answer the key question, what is a woman? Simple question, Sir Keir, what is it?